Well, the finish is what we were looking for. Not necessarily the roadmap we had to get there, but we said we'd find out a little bit about our team. Found out that there's some resiliency in the group. Not the start we wanted, obviously too many men and getting scored on right away. So there's one time we had to be resilient and get back. Thought the second period, we let the game get away from us a little bit. Shift length got a little long. We got caught tired. They scored two right near the end of a period. Another opportunity for us to be resilient. And then obviously on the unsuccessful coaches challenge, the third time. And every time the guys pass the test, and we end up finding a way to get a win.
Did you guys see something? Obviously, what did you guys see on that interference?
On the interference call, from the angle that we saw, obviously we don't have much time, we thought that, I think it was Van Riemsdyk, went into the boot paint on his own. His feet were in there. We didn't feel Talbs could get across to make the play. Obviously, Justin had made some contact, but we thought he entered there on his own. But it's tough for everybody. It's tough for coaches, tough for the players, tough for the officials. These things often go 50-50 and we end up on the wrong side.
Do you at all weigh into the time of game when you decide to challenge, like the fact there's 2 and 40?
Yeah, we're asking our team to be aggressive. We're coming to play to win, and there was a gamble aspect to our call. We also have confidence in our penalty killers, and they came through for us. So, you know, obviously if they score, we're talking about it a completely different way. But I'd still own that, and I'd still like our players to know that we're playing to win, and we'll be aggressive when we need to be.
For Bergman to make a play like that coming out of the box, I mean, that feels like kind of what you were talking about the other day, of why it's valuable to play free and have a little confidence for him.
Yeah, you know, you think a little bit about who should go into the box, and not that this happened. We didn't plan it that way, but he had the breakaway the other night, almost identical situation, and you know, it was all set up by the shot block. I don't even know who blocked it, but Benny did a great job of blocking it and sending him on his way. And he's obviously got some confidence in those situations. Happy for him. We punished him for the coaches, and we sent him to the box, but he rewarded us with the win, so that's a good thing.
What have you thought about Alex DeBrincat while you've been in the league and just been watching him and now having him?
Well, I'm happy he's on our team because I was getting tired of playing against our teams were getting tired of playing against him. I almost think that you appreciate him more when you're around him all the time. You see his shifts. There's so much more to his game than obviously his shot and his goals, which we all know him for. But the work that he does in and around the blue paint for screens, his thought process on the power play, how to get open, positioning, competitive. Glad he's on our team.
So, I mean, I think it was maybe the Washington game, like he got in the goalie's eyes. Like, he's not a big guy, but I mean, just the way he darts around down there.
It's funny because we all think you have to be big to do that job. It's a skill. Some big guys don't have any idea how to do it. They just go stand there and the goalies look around them. Some little guys, smaller guys, know how to do it. And it's a skill he's been taught. Somebody taught him how to move through the eyes, not just stand there. And we are reaping the benefits of it right now.
How much are you looking forward to Saturday? This could be an interesting test for you guys, the way you guys are playing here. Best in the league.
Yeah. You know, we'll all take a deep breath, get to Winnipeg. We'll check the gas tanks with our sports science group and just focus on tomorrow. How are we going to get better? Review the game, and then we'll worry about Saturday when it gets here.
Just one more thing on the challenge. Derek always said the video team only if it's 100%. I mean, you're so new still here, but like, is that
we give everybody an opportunity to chime in. We have to decide in a fraction of a second, and that decision was mine tonight. It wasn't anybody else's. That's on the head coach. And, I made that decision, and obviously I was on the wrong end of it.
I believe this is the first time all year these guys have scored
Well, the power plays, you know, it's doing some really smart things right now. And it's creating some opportunities that I can't speak for before, but just since we got here, and I'm sure it was going on before, there's some smart things. I think we have an attack mentality, a more direct mentality, and we play off the goaltender's pads a little bit more. Rarely do you see a lot of pretty goals in the league. We're 60%, 70% of them are off goaltender's pads and the rebound secondary chances. So players have bought into that a little bit. And we're likely spending a little less time in our end, so that means we're spending more time in the offensive zone, which is a good thing too.
Anything on Jeff?
Nothing yet, unfortunately. I would share that with you, but he was getting looked at after the game. I think any time a player doesn't return, you know, with that much time left, it's never a good sign, but we'll see how he is in the morning.
What do you think of Cam? He battled.
Yeah, he did. Cam battled. He made some real good saves. Werenski had 8 shots on goal and another 4 attempts. He's likely their most dangerous player. So Talb's battled, and he won us a game.
We talked the other day about Dylan, and you said, you know, he does so many things. But, I mean, he is important for to see him show up on the score sheet as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, when you're put in that position as your number one center, you have to do so many things, but scoring's part of them. And as an individual, I'm sure he was squeezing the stick a little bit and probably laying up at night trying to figure out, you know, where it went, but that empty net perhaps triggered him, and he found another one tonight. He can sleep well and get his belief system up again.